Time right now for Ruth Epstein from the Waterbury Republican American. Ruth covers our area for the Republican American and joins us every Monday morning. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. How are you this morning?
I am not too bad. I can't complain.
Good. Good. And spring is in the air, so let's hope that it stays warm and we can get out there.
Now, you know, today I do believe there is a vaccination going on at Falls Village Fire Department.
That is correct. I was going to say there are many clinics. No excuses now for not getting it because you can't. There are outlets all over. Today is the Falls Village Fire Department giving them out, and Salisbury School is going to be giving out vaccines in upcoming week, I think. And High Watch, still here in Kent, is now doing walk-ins. You can just walk in and get your injection. So plenty of places to protect yourself and others.
You know, somebody contacted me and wanted me to put up the rate of vaccination for, and I found it. Actually, I can get reports two or three times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And what surprised me, and I called and asked Craig Whiting about this from North Canaan. North Canaan was much, much lower in the vaccination rates than any other town. Most of the other towns are anywhere from 48 to 60% vaccination. And North Canaan was 21%. So I posted a question on Facebook, and I called Craig Whiting, and he said that they've got another clinic coming up for second shots, and that he's sure that when that clinic is over, their numbers will match everybody else. So that's, you know, because people were asking me, why is North Canaan so low? That's why. They haven't had as many clinics in North Canaan.
I wondered about that because I covered the first clinic, and I knew that was FEMA's. Coming in and arranging that, and I wondered when the second one was coming, so it is on the horizon.
Yes.
Good, good. And speaking of North Canaan, there was a beautiful ceremony on Friday for Arbor Day. Every year the school plants trees up there, but this year it was especially meaningful. The school lost two staff members this year, Katie Roussis Sherwood, a paraprofessional, and Lila Wood, the school counselor. And so two trees were planted in their memory, two beautiful flowering dogwoods. And it was a beautiful ceremony in honor of both Arbor Day and these two special people. So those going by the school, you can see them. They're out front, and just a reminder of those two lives lost. Budgets. We continue to have budget hearings, budget votes. Most have been pretty quiet. Sharon held its hearing the other night, first time that I saw an in-person hearing. It was held at the school and Zoom. You could do either. And there were several questions asked, and we will see what happens at the town vote. I believe that's on the 14th. So keep your eyes and ears open for your town votes. I think Salisbury's already done it, and I think the selectmen have approved those budgets.
But there was no vote in Salisbury. They just approved
it. Approved it. So, but there are others coming up. As farmers' markets are starting to open, the one in Cornwall opened on Saturday, and there were plenty of people there. And it's interesting to see what variety of things are being sold and how it changes each week as the weather warms up. But nice to see. In Sharon, they have hired a new social services director. As you know, Miriam Jones left. She's got married and she's moving out west. And so they have the Board of Selectmen replaced her with Mary O'Reilly, a Sharon resident, and spoken very highly by the selectmen in naming her, and anxious to meet her and introduce her to the world. The balloon float was supposed to be today for the 94-foot high cell tower that's being proposed at Wake Robin Inn, but AT&T officials were a little concerned about the weather, so it has been postponed, and they are supposed to let First Selectman Curtis Rand know today when it will be rescheduled. So I would imagine.
They're going to have a tough time this week because we're going to have the basically not heavy rains, but showery and cloudy conditions most of the week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's put off for another week, so we'll see what happens. And as with every cell tower, I understand there are some people who are concerned, and we'll see what happens. Looking ahead, Marshall, this is our favorite night, first Monday of the month. We've got the Salisbury Board of Selectmen, Canaan Board of Selectmen, Region 1, and I'm sure you have others.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's this is the crazy day. All right, Ruth, well, we will check with you next week.
Okay, very good. Have a good week.
Take care.
You too.
That is Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.